I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News, a program that supports conservation and outdoor recreation projects across the country has expired. Congress couldn't agree on language to extend the Land and Water Conservation Fund yesterday, despite backing from both parties. A Senate panel is set to vote today on a bipartisan bill to permanently reauthorize the fund and ensure it's fully paid for. One lawmaker described the fund as the, quote, key tool Congress uses to help preserve recreation opportunities and make cost-effective use of public lands. A tight rental market and a dwindling supply of affordable housing are putting a strain on renters in Colorado Springs. With that in mind, the city is hosting workshops to help tenants understand their rights. 42% of Colorado Springs residents are renters. Of those, nearly a third spend more than 30% of their income on rent. Catherine Duarte with the city's Community Development Office says rising prices make it especially important that renters know their rights.
You know, education like this can keep people in their homes longer. We have in Colorado Springs a rather high eviction rate. According to 2016 numbers, we had over 8 evictions per day on average.
The workshops will focus on leases, evictions, fair housing protections, and other aspects of the law that apply to renters. The first workshop is at 5:30 this evening at First Congregational Church in downtown Colorado Springs. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.